So a nibble is half a bite, and in today's tech nibble, I want to take a look at a 30-year-old bug in some open source software that's just been found by an AI. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about Squid Proxy, which is a very popular proxy that gets installed in things like organizations, schools, for example, because it does web page caching. That basically means that rather than have to go out every single time to the website to get a page, it's cached locally on your site at the organization so that when people access a page, it's kind of much, much quicker and doesn't have to go all out onto the internet. And it's been around since the 1990s and it's completely open source. Now, recently, someone connected to Squid Proxy started to use the Claude Mythos preview version to test the code of the Squid Proxy. And they found a bug that's been in there for almost 30 years. Now, what this particular bug is that when you connect to an FTP server, the output that comes from an FTP command is not standard. It's just text, human readable, and there's no standard to it. So you have to parse it, and that can be quite complicated. And at one point, a commit was made to the source code to handle a new type of FTP server running on a NetWare server, and its output was slightly different to other FTP servers. And in doing that, there was actually a bug introduced, which I'll talk about in a second, that meant that there was a buffer overrun, and actually you could start to leak information because the buffer would just go into other areas of memory, and in those other areas of memory, there'd be information that could then be exposed. And so this source code was given to Claude Mythos Preview, and it found the bug and said, "Look, there's a bug here to do with C strings," and we'll talk about that in a second. And it found it, and they were able to fix it. Now, the thing is that even today, the default configuration for Squid Proxy is to actually work with FTP servers. So if an attacker has access to an FTP server and someone accesses that FTP server, then they can control the output that comes from the FTP, kick this bug into action, and then leak some information. So what was the bug? Well, basically, it's the classic thing is that when in C, you're looking for the end of a string, you go down a loop until you meet a zero character, they call it the null character, which marks the end of the string. But in certain circumstances, if you get the logic wrong, you can miss that zero and just keep on going because you kind of increment past it too quickly. And they got full explanation for those who like the C details on the web page there at the Squid Proxy where they've talked about this bug. So you basically you go past the end of the string and then you go into the next buffer and you start looking at the information there, and then that can get sent back to the user. So Claude found it and they were able to fix it. And also they're probably thinking now they really shouldn't support FTP servers kind of in the default configuration because it's not really something that people use nowadays. Now, what's the wider implication of this? Well, there are two things and they're both fairly hot topics. One, of course, is that AI is proving that it's very good at coding. And although people talk today about AI slop, and I understand that sentiment, and I understand what people are thinking about that, here is a perfect example of a good use case where the AI is able to examine code and find a bug. Now, that bug had been there for 30 years, and that code had been looked at and had gone through code reviews and so many other things over 30 years, and no one had spotted it. So, this is a positive case of where AI can help in software engineering. The other thing to note is that, of course, other languages like Rust have been designed so that this kind of bug doesn't exist. And again, when people talk about Rust, some people get very, very all upset about it. In fact, when I was did my video about Core Utils for Windows, which is actually the Rust version of Core Utils, some people were like, "Oh no, it's written in Rust," and that was their objection, and it was really bizarre. Rust is designed to make sure that these kind of things don't happen, and security is the most paramount thing. We're dealing today, of course, with our own private information, we're dealing with banking stuff, we're dealing with, you know, financial records, health records. We need to make sure the internet is secure. And the more we can do to do that, the better things will be for absolutely everybody. Okay, that's it. That's today's Tech Nibble. I hope you liked it. I'll see you in the next one.